discourage students from taking part in Rush activities. The U of I quickly denounced the email as a prank. Mike Korn directs security and privacy for the Office of Campus Information Technologies and Educational Services, or CITES. He says the person sent the email in a fashion that kept university spam filters from catching it, but adds that doesn't mean the center can't be tracked down.
But anytime it flows through the campus, it leaves some sort of fingerprints in machine logs, system logs. And we take a look at these. We look at a variety of related data sources and see if we can triangulate on the individual who was responsible.
Korn says finding the person responsible could take a while. He says the mass email is definitely a concern, but not on the security level of so-called phishing emails that send out that seek out personal information like a username or password. Korn also points out that mass emails from administrators will always contain a web link to an archive at the bottom, allowing recipients to verify their legitimacy. He says CITES is looking at its options for cutting down on such incidents in the future. Two Amish men from Arthur are hospitalized after their bicycles were hit by a car on a country road near Charleston. Coles County Sheriff Darrell Cox says Verna Miller's in critical condition at Carl Hospital in Urbana. John Miller's in serious condition. Cox says the Millers and two other men from Arthur were riding their bikes northeast of Charleston Monday when a car hit them. Cox says investigators believe the wreck was an accident. Members of the Eastern Illinois Amish often travel by bicycle in that area. Last week's sudden announcement that 11 state parks in Illinois would close has touched a nerve with the park's supporters. A rally over the weekend attracted several hundred supporters of Kickapoo State Park near Danville, and the head of a foundation that helps support Weldon Springs State Park says their members are mobilizing too. John Baker says the area around Clinton stands to lose more than an attractive refuge if the State Department of Natural Resources closes Weldon Springs November 1st, as announced. He says the closure would also hurt economically, especially for the manager of the park's concession.
There is a restaurant on site that does a very good business, privately owned restaurant on the park property. Of course, the economic impact of her and that would be devastating to her business. We have a lot of people that come through town that spend money in Clinton and the surrounding area.
Baker says about 100 volunteers help with interpretive projects and other duties, but he says that's not enough to maintain Weldon Springs or help pay for it. He says they're in touch with local lawmakers. The Blagojevich administration says the parks are being closed to help settle a state budget it says is unbalanced. Today's school funding boycott of the first day of Chicago public schools could last through Friday. Organizer and state senator James Meek says some parents and students who skip classes today are willing to stay out for as long as it takes to get state action on the issue. Chicago's Mayor Richard Daley chastised people who let their children skip the first day of school. Natalie Moore has more.
While state senator James Meek brought busloads of parents and students to the North Shore to enroll in an affluent school district, CPS officials put on their own show. An array of local politicians and school leaders flanked the mayor to counter Meeks at the brand-new Sir Miles Davis Academy on the city's south side. Daley didn't hold back.
It's very selfish. Children have to be in school. And if they're not in school the first day, don't blame the teacher. Now, you should not use children dealing with a political issue of all Democrats in Springfield that can't make up their mind. It's simple as that.
The pastor and politician Meeks says his controversial boycott is supposed to highlight the funding disparities in Illinois public schools. I'm Natalie Moore.
Our next report is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the Regent Ballroom. The Regent Ballroom has beginning social dance lessons starting in September. The complete class schedule is at regentballroom.com. Dancing is not just for the stars.
It's 4:34. Mike Sola has our weather.
Well, thank you, Tom. 89 degrees on Friends Plaza. Top of the hour, I told you about rain in Sparta. But the radar is showing the development of a couple thunderstorms across northern Ford and northern Iroquois County, and now stretching across a good portion of Kankakee County. Also across the state line in Newton and Benton County, Indiana, the northeast corner of Tippecanoe County. A couple of thunderstorm cells have developed, and more of that will start to occur as we have really seen an increase in moisture, and there are a couple triggers. One, there's a little lake breeze that's probably helping to propagate the storms across northeastern Illinois. Storm well to our south, Gustav, spinning up enough moisture that, again, we're starting to see some scattered development of precipitation areas to the south, and More of that to come, as we will be hot and humid for the rest of this afternoon, except where the temperatures are cooled down by a thunderstorm. For example, Sparta had light rain and dropping to 81. Next coolest temperature was 85 degrees at Waukegan, but looking at some of the dew point temperatures, dew points as high as 75 degrees at Alton. Across central Illinois, dew point temperatures in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and we do expect to see a few scattered showers in the Champaign-Urbana overnight, at least a chance for some scattered showers, a low of 68. Chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, the high 81 tomorrow night, a better chance for rain, a low of 63. And Thursday, cloudy with periods of rain and thunderstorms, the high 74. I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. So far, the city of New Orleans is getting high marks all around for its planning and preparation leading up to Hurricane Gustav. 3 years ago, Mayor Ray Nagin was excoriated by critics for his management during and after Katrina. Today, as NPR's John Burnett reports, Nagin is getting praise even from skeptics for his leadership during Gustav.
Is this the redemption of Ray Nagin? Granted, Gustav passed west of New Orleans with less wind and water than expected.